Over the course of my recent sabbatical, I had the opportunity to daven in lots of different shuls, and predictably I saw some wonderful things and I saw some strange things and I even saw some things which weren't terribly good altogether, but certainly saw some interesting things. One of the things that caught my attention in a shul that I davened in was they had, as do many shuls, they had a poster or a plaque on the wall of the text of Modim Durabanan. Now, I've often wondered why people feel it's necessary to put that tefillah on the wall, particularly so that people can say it not looking in their siddurim. I don't see why it's such a big tircha to look in the siddur. If you know it off by heart, then you know it off by heart. And if you don't know it off by heart, you say it from the siddur. Why you need to read it from a wall, I don't know. But in any event, in this particular shul, the text of Modim Durabanan was on the back wall rather than on the front wall of the shul, which struck me as being rather strange. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Simon Kuf Kaf Zayin, says, "Kashiyakia Shliach Tzibur leModim," when the Shliach Tzibur reaches Modim in Chazar Tashatz, "Shochin Imo HaTzibur," the Tzibur, the congregation, bow at the same time and recite Modim Drabanan. And the din of bowing, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach makes the observation in Halichot Shlomo, is that it's just like bowing in the Amidah. Just as you have to bow for Modim in the Amidah, you have to bow for Modim in Modim Drabanan. And therefore, just as in the Amidah, you have to be facing Mizrach when you bow, when you say Modim Drabanan, you also have to be facing Mizrach. Very often, people are wandering around Shul, facing in all sorts of different directions, and they say Modim Drabanan, and they're just facing a side wall or something like that. And that would seem to be incorrect. So certainly to have the text of Modim Durabanan on the back wall would seem to be very strange. I suppose if it was in mirror script and people could hold up a mirror and then see it in the mirror facing the front, that would be one thing. But to turn round with your back to Mizrach to say Modim Durabanan would be very peculiar. As far as the bowing is concerned, it's interesting, there seem to be three different minhagim with regard to what to do. The Shulchan Aruch, as I said, says that Shochin b'modim, you bow when you say modim. Then he quotes a Yesh Misha Omer. There is a view. This is the view of the Rashba. Shetzarich lishchot gam b'sof, that you should also bow at the end of Modim Durabanan, just as with the regular modim in the Amidah, you bow tchila b'sof at the beginning at the end. So also with Modim Durabanan, you should bow at the beginning and the end. And the Mechaber says the tov lachush lidvarav, it's good practice to take account of this opinion. Then the Rama says, "V'yeshomrim she'omer hakol b'shchia." There's a view that in actual fact you say the whole of Modim Durabanan bowing, v'chein no'agin, and that is the minhag. So the Mishnah Brura says that in actual fact that the minhag indeed is like the Rama says, to say the whole of Modim Durabanan bowing. I'm not sure if that is actually the minhag where we are. I've seen very few people bow for the entirety of Modim Durabanan. Most people seem to bow just at the beginning, following the first view in the Shulchan Aruch. In the notes in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, he points out that the minhag of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler was to follow the Yesh Misha Omer in the Mechaber and to bow at the beginning and the end of Modim Durabanan. Rav Avadya Yosef mentions in a tshuva that even if one sits down for Chazar Tashatz, one needs to stand up for Modim Durabanan. Why? Because there's a din of bowing, and you can only bow properly if you're standing up. The notion, the practice that some people have of just sort of bobbing in their seats when they say Modim, that is not real bowing, and the din of the Shulchan Aruch is that you have to bow for Modim Durabanan. The Shulchan Aruch points out that we conclude Modim Durabanan by saying Baruch Kel HaHodaot without mentioning the Shem Hashem. It's a sort of abbreviated Chatima to a Bracha. Interestingly, the Vilna Gaon, both in the glosses to the Shulchan Aruch and also in Maaser Rav, he paskens, according to the Yerushalmi, that in actual fact one should say Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHodaot, but that indeed is not the minhag. Ad kan.